The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. Got delicious snacks last week, Aisling. Delicious.
They were good, weren't they?
They were really, really good. And then I see we've got buttermilk this week. Buttermilk!
I know.
Oh, God.
You're like,
misery. Do they still make that even?
They do still make it.
For baking, though, or something, isn't it?
Well, it is for baking, and that's what's happened. It's transitioned to baking. But, like, buttermilk is one of our indigenous, proper, real Irish dairy ingredients.
What even is buttermilk?
So, like, way back in the day, it came from bog butter, like 1000 BC. Butter was found in the bog. Obviously, if there was butter, there was buttermilk because it's the leftovers from what milk is. So cream is allowed to sit out. It kind of ferments a little bit and then it's churned and that cream makes butter. And what's left over is the buttermilk. So it's tangy and it's sour and it's fermented. But like when we talk so much, particularly this time of year, about gut health, and it's such a vast, vast area and people are investing a lot of money in probiotics and prebiotics and all of these good things. Buttermilk is the OG. It's like the indigenous Irish OG of probiotics.
But we're, like, when did people stop consuming buttermilk on its own?
Like 1920s to the 1950s, it was really in there because like we had loads of small dairy holdings. Everybody was making their own little bit of dairy and we needed bread and we needed milk. So consequently, the buttermilk was used to make bread every single day, either your soda bread or your brown bread. So it was always in the fridge. After that, 1950s, 60s, 70s, we obviously saw a little bit more commercialization, a little bit more industrialization of the whole thing. And going rather from those traditional methods of just making the butter, we actually got to that place of kind of going, it's much more commercial. So rather than it being the byproduct of the butter, it was taking skimmed milk, adding cultures, and making it commercially. So obviously
okay.
It's more convenient, it's more standardized, the milk is pasteurized. So what we're drinking today is not the same as what came from our grandmother's fridges, you know, 100 years ago.
Do other countries have versions of buttermilk then?
They must, do. I am just looking at your face today and it's like nothing I have said yet is convincing. Wait till you taste my food. Wait, I'm gonna change it with the food. Other countries do. And like where we've kind of let buttermilk go to be, as you said at the top, the baking ingredient, they really, really do use it. So particularly India, it's considered to be that like tangy, cooling drink.
They drink it.
They drink it like straight. Ugh. And the same in Finland.
Do you know what I really do? The way it clings to the glass, like a pint of Guinness on the way down, you know?
I was going to pour you a little glass to have a taste. I won't do that. No, well, I'll see you in a minute. We'll see how we go. Finland. When I was in Finland, I said this to you before, like I spent 9 months over and back working with the university, working on food education programs, right? So spent so much time in schools and the kids drink a cultured milk, like a sour milk, like a buttermilk. And that's the drink that they have with their meal. They can have regular milk as well if they want. So many of the cultures. The lovely one from the Indian cookery is, or Indian cuisine, is something called a lassi. And this is something, if you've been on holidays, you've probably experienced. So it's almost like a thick mango is one of the classic flavors. Yogurty, cooling drink, like really, really delicious. Traditionally, they would take just buttermilk, a little sprinkle of like sea salt on top, or maybe a little bit of green chili, and drink it as kind of cool you down from the inside out. Middle Eastern cookery, Morocco, they would have something very, very similar. So it has existed and other cultures have held on to it. Whereas, like I said, we've kind of let it go a little bit.
And the buttermilk that we now make, as you say, where it's kind of reverse engineered and cultures are put back into it and stuff, is it just as good as the old buttermilk?
No, it's not. No, you don't have the same level of probiotics in it. When it's heat treated, you're losing a lot of them. So it's nowhere close to being like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh my God, this is your probiotics sorted. Like, it's not that. But it's Irish. It's in the fridge. We have a start with it. And I think if you're going to buy it and you're going to put it in the fridge, like, we're hearing so much about kefir.
Yeah.
And so the difference would be that has like 36 different strains of cultures, whereas like your buttermilk would only have two. But that's been really lauded to us as this is the superfood of the gut world. So my proposition today is,
okay,
buy a carton of lovely Irish buttermilk. Quinoag is one of them that it's really thick, it's really lovely, it's really creamy. Make your bread with it, your standard bread.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and like my mum would say this, you'd be saying, oh, I'd buy the buttermilk, but sure, it sits in the fridge for 2 weeks and I don't get to use it up. So I hate food waste.
Yeah.
So use it up. So we have, well, I'll tell you what we have.
Yes.
I'm going to start you with porridge bread.
Okay.
And as you're already, I'd say, going, oh.
All right, okay. Porridge bread.
Now, porridge bread. I've had porridge bread before and I don't love porridge bread I forgot a knife. Yeah,
oh, look, I'll just eat it.
A knife. Sorry about that now. The porridge bread. It's been a little bit stodgy. It's been a little bit wet. It's been a little bit not great. I haven't loved it. This is 300 grams of oats, 250 grams of natural live yogurt, 250 grams or mils of buttermilk, one egg.
Mm.
Pinch of salt, stir it around, shove it in a tin, put it in the oven for an hour. It's done. That is bread for the week. Now, I've obviously enhanced it and elevated it a little bit, and I've put some milled flax seeds, milled chia seeds, milled hemp seeds. You could put a little bit of psyllium husk in there.
Yeah.
So, like, you're taking it from a standard porridge bread that was a bit meh to something that's actually really lovely, and you're getting all of that, those seeds and that goodness in there, which I really like.
Yeah, it is nice. It's a bit, it's a little heavier than normal bread.
It is. And it's oats, because there's a little bit of bicarb in there, actually. There's a little bit of baking powder. But what you don't have is, you don't have the flour for the lightness. So that's kind of where you do it. You could put a little bit of wheat germ in there as well.
Okay.
I'm going to try and make you a little smoothie.
Oh, you're actually going to make the smoothie?
Well, I'm going to try.
So you've got your little smoothie ninja.
Yeah.
And this is the quinoa buttermilk that you were telling us about.
Always give it a shake. So rather than making your smoothie on yogurt or Greek yogurt, like, it's a really good source of protein. It's a really cheap, good source of protein. I also have the problem of not bringing a spoon. I'm going to put in raspberries. I'm going to put in a couple of blackberries. I've put in spinach because spinach is going to increase our calcium. A little bit of chia seeds, a little bit of that milled seeds. Now, I've made this at home several times. And particularly, like I said, if it's left over, you know, why not just use it up?
So what's that that's gone in?
That is just a little bit of strawberry jam. Little bit for the sweetness. The kids love this. They really, really do. It's such a good one. So I'm putting it in my little ninja on the go, giving it a blitz.
Oh, yeah.
You got your spinach, you've got your buttermilk, you've got your berries, you've got your seeds in there. It's light.
It's all the stuff you normally put in, but instead of your Greek yogurt or your milk, you're just putting in buttermilk.
Exactly. That's it. Because why not? We should savour it while we have it. It's that lovely Irish ingredient. And protein, probiotics. Whoa. I know, it's strong, isn't it?
Smelled the milk there. Have the raw milk.
Like, I would say, try and consume it raw if you could. And for the majority of us,
that's lovely now.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, it is.
It's just sweet. It's lovely. It's a smoothie. You've got your little bit of green in, but it doesn't taste harsh. The tanginess is actually nice with the little bit of sweetness from the berries. It kind of works really, really nicely.
Lovely. Santa Claus themed glass.
I know, yeah. We were struggling today. I need to buy a few new ones, I think, for here. It's a lovely one. The other great one is, we talk about overnight oats so often.
Yeah.
Just change. Maybe once a week, change your overnight oats. Instead of doing them with your yogurt, do it with your buttermilk. So try and consume with that, just that little bit raw.
So it's the exact same thing. Put all the stuff in that we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
Only last week we were doing it, the layered one. And use the buttermilk instead.
That's it.
All right.
And it's an easy win, I suppose, to get it in. And like I said, if you're buying the carton of it, put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Do you want to go with something sweetie, or do you want to go dinner next?
Let's go dinner and then I'll have sweet after.
We have buttermilk chicken tenders.
Okay.
Creamy buttermilk chive mash and ranch dressing.
Oh,
all
wow.
Of which are made with buttermilk.
Okay.
One separately. So it's like your combined dinner, but I've served you in three separate bowls because I wasn't sure how you'd like it.
Oh, that's potatoes. Delicious.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
The Americans are mad about this buttermilk mash. And it's not something that we kind of try. Like, we would do cream or milk and butter and salt and pepper. But the chives bring a lovely kind of onionness to it. And the buttermilk, just a splash with your butter, with your mashed potatoes. It's really lovely and tangy, particularly if you're serving it with something really rich and really creamy. How good are those tenders? And yay, we got a smile.
This
there you
good.
Go. That is the good stuff. I saved the good stuff for last. It's gorgeous. So I want to tell you about these. So these are like homemade chicken goujons, right?
Mm.
But they're so simple, but they're next level. They're gorgeous. So you're going to take your chicken fillets, you're going to slice them up.
Yeah.
You're going to brine them or like marinate them in buttermilk.
Okay.
Buttermilk, a little bit of onion powder and garlic powder if you can get it.
Okay.
Smoked paprika and a little bit of turmeric. That's all you need. Just leave them. You can leave them for 20 minutes, leave them for 10 minutes, leave them for an hour. Like, if you can get 20 minutes, if you can get overnight, amazing. It absolutely tenderizes the chicken in the meat. So it stays so soft and so juicy. Then I dip them in a little bit of egg, and then I bought some sourdough breadcrumbs, or if you'd left over sourdough, roll them in that. Panko is fine. Any standard breadcrumbs is grand. The other lovely trick I normally do is just put flour in a bowl and a big splash of buttermilk.
Yeah.
And you kind of dip them in that, and they go all kind of gnarly, like that real, like, fried chicken kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You need to fry them if you're doing that. Deep fry them in oil. And then give them a really good spritz with oil and put them in the air fryer or deep fry them. If I had my absolute choice, which I did here, I deep fry them first just to get that beautiful golden crisp colour on them. Take them out, let them drain off on parchment or kitchen paper, and then I air fry them.
Just to finish them off.
Just to finish them off.
Oh, and tell me about the dressing.
Ranch dressing.
I'm going to eat all of these.
Please
so
do.
Good.
So the ranch dressing is, you can either use Greek yogurt or buttermilk, but it's buttermilk, again, onion powder, garlic powder. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're buying a couple of core ingredients, but we've been really clever about how we use them. And then your ranch dressing, so it's your buttermilk, it is your dill, parsley, chives, onion powder, garlic powder. That will do you.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. And it's such a winner. You can put a tiny little bit of vinegar in there for that little piquancy that you're getting. If you want to just kind of, but the buttermilk should do it enough that you don't need it. Some of the Super Values have this little small American section and there's a little bottle. It's a little blue little thing. It's about €5, but it's like a ranch dressing. So it's not a dressing. It's like a powdered mixture. So all of everything I've just listed off there, onion powder, garlic powder, all the dried herbs are all in that. So you just buy that and sprinkle that into your buttermilk. Job done.
That's it.
Yes, you don't even need to buy all the fresh herbs. Ranch is one of those ones that takes dried herbs really, really well. It doesn't need fresh herbs. Other dressings, you have to have fresh herbs. With them, ranch, you don't
all
need
gone.
It at all. Aren't they? They're
so proper. Good. I'd need another 10 if they were there.
There you go. I have a video of that up on my Instagram, actually. So go and have a look. But it's one of the easiest ways. And like, if you're going to do them, maybe just take a little bit of time, do up 20 of them and have warm some for today, freeze a couple of others, have them batched, ready to go. And they're good.
They're so good. So good. What's for dessert?
We've got a muffin. Now, it's technically breakfast more than dessert.
All right, okay.
It is a really good for you banana muffin.
Okay.
I said that to the kids the other day. I was like, I'm going to make banana muffins. They all went, oh, I don't love banana muffins. I was like, they don't taste like banana, but there's banana in them. So I'm actually going to rename these guys, I think. But I put a little bit of icing on top.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't if I was serving them solely for breakfast. I would put the icing on top.
An indulgent breakfast
exactly,
for the kids.
But we're going with the icing. So these are wholemeal flour and wheat bran. So we're always trying to get in that protein and that fibre as much as possible. We are meant to have about 25 grams of fibre a day to 30 grams. And the majority of us are going nowhere close to that. I'm not saying these are your saviour, but they're those. It's like every single thing we talk about every week is trying to make that one small little step. Those little steps, they're going to get you closer to that. So there's whole wheat flour. There's a little bit of wheat bran in there. It's your buttermilk.
Yeah.
Mashed bananas, vanilla, bicarb, baking powder, that's it. There's no mixers, there's no nothings. This is literally put everything into a bowl, whisk it with a fork, shove it into the trays, bake it in the oven for 25 minutes and it's done. So I'm trying to keep it all really, really simple. And I suppose, it's like I said, it's one of those artisan Irish ingredients that is core to us. And it's a fright to be moving away from it and, you know, maybe going to kefir, going to something else. And
I'm going to have a little glass.
Are you going
to? To wrap things up. Well, is that what?
Do you want to try the kefir or do you want to try the buttermilk? I'll give you this first.
Okay.
So
that's enough. Whoa, I'm not drinking all that.
Sometimes there's I know it is. It is, isn't it? Sometimes there's a little recommendation that on an empty tummy, start with 1 teaspoon in the morning. It's hard going, isn't it? I won't leave you on your own in this now.
That's not nice. I'm sorry. I have a fairly relaxed attitude to sell my dates.
I know you do.
And I'd often eat a yogurt that's kind of fizzes a little bit. But even that now, that's beyond fizz. That's what it tastes like.
It's fizzy yogurt, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's
it's
fizzy
hard.
Yogurt.
And like the thing is, like I wasn't raised on drinking buttermilk or drinking kefir. So I suppose from your young and slightly underdeveloped palate, we're just not, normal. It's not normal to us. So we definitely have to adjust our...
The Irish buttermilk is a little softer than the kefir, I think. The quinoak. Yeah, but I'm still not drinking it. No way.
No. And this is why I've developed other ways for you to do it.
What do you think?
It's definitely softer. It's definitely creamier. It's definitely a little bit easier. I would tolerate
anyway,
a little bit of that.
Yeah, maybe a little bit if you had to. I mean,
so the idea
punishment.
Is,
I'm going to go back to eating the spuds.
It's a little bit good for your gut. Buy it, make your bread, and then use up the rest of it either with your ranch dressing, with your buttermilk chicken tenders, with your gorgeous muffins, or a smoothie.
At Aisling Larkin. You can look up Aisling Larkin. You'll find her on various Instagram channels and she's going to have all of this, particularly the chicken as well. Wasn't that what you said? You're going to have the chicken up there. The chicken was absolutely delicious. Aisling, we'll talk to you again at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.